Hello, and welcome to Talking Politics on KBIA. Thanks for listening. I'm Sarah Whitmire. Reporters are calling it Dirty Watergate. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources and Missouri Governor Jay Nixon's administration may both be linked in the failure to close beaches with high levels of E. coli at the Lake of the Ozarks. KBIA's Rebecca Thiel explains how politics is only adding to the problem.
Executive Director Donna Swall of the Lake of the Ozarks Watershed Alliance has loved the lake for a long time.
It just becomes a part of you.
But Swall says the controversy over the Missouri Department of Natural Resources' failure to notify the public of high levels of E. coli bacteria over Memorial Day weekend has distracted public attention from the real issues facing the Lake of the Ozarks.
I'm very saddened that the money is being spent on a huge investigation, and I think, gee, what could that money do if it were better turned to Lake of the Ozarks?
Fingers are pointing in all directions. For starters, DNR says one of its employees, Jim Yancey, supposedly did not alert state park officials to close the beaches because he was on vacation. DNR spokesman Travis Ford says the employees led the DNR director Mark Templeton and Governor Jay Nixon to believe the beaches had been closed.
So the governor put together this investigation to try to figure out exactly why these beaches were not closed, what the policy is, and what improvements we can make in general to water quality and public notification.
Ford says the results of the E. coli testing in May were also not released until late June. Ken Midkiff is the director of the Sierra Clean Water Campaign and has worked with the DNR and other environmental organizations focusing on clean water. Midkiff says the Nixon administration itself may be linked to withholding the E. coli data.
The information that has come out recently is that the Nixon administration knew that the results were high immediately upon a release of the data, I think May 28th or something like that, or May 29th maybe, that according to the statement given to Suzanne Medley to the Senate committee who's investigating this.
What's more, Midkiff says, is according to a memo both Swall and Lake Sun Leader reporter Joyce Miller requested the test results and were denied the information. Midkiff got the memo he talks about from the Kansas City Star's Karen Dillon, who requested it through the Sunshine Act.
Persons within the Department of Natural Resources were under the impression that request had been made under the Sunshine Act. And so what it would prove would be that Attorney General Chris Coster, wrongly exonerated a DNR. He said that no Sunshine Act request had ever been made. And I was told verbally by Donna Swall, the president of the Lake of the Ozarks Watershed Alliance, and by email from Joyce Miller of the Lake Sun Leader, that both of them had requested the data.
Suzanne Medley is the former spokesperson for the DNR. She testified to a state Senate committee that she had told Nixon's aide, Jeff Mazur, about the high levels of E. coli long before the Nixon administration claimed to know the information. Midkiff says it seems like everybody knew about the E. coli levels, but the people who actually needed to know.
Factually, I know that Joe Benboidle, who lives here in Boone County, his wife, by the way, is Christine Carpenter, who is the judge for this area, circuit court judge. Joe knew, and probably Mark Templeton knew. Certainly the people in the lab knew, and then Suzanne Medley, who is a public relations person, or was, for the Department of Natural Resources, knew, and she passed the information on to Jeff Mazur in the governor's office, who told his supervisor, Jack Cardetti, so I don't know how many that is. That's five or six people who knew.
Regardless of who is at fault, both the DNR and Nixon's administration claim the reason the information was not released is still unknown. To prevent more mistakes, Nixon recently gave the DNR $15,000 a year to do a thorough test for E. coli at numerous sites each month. Donna Swall says the plan could benefit the lake, but she feels it's expensive and impractical.
To test every cove, And what would you be testing for? Because here's what's interesting. There's been such a brouhaha about protecting human health. Our study cannot do that. It's not intended to do that.
Swall says the lake's best defense is to use the test results to target homes and businesses that create runoff, which causes high levels of E. coli in the first place. Rebecca Thiel, KBIA News.